If you happen to be watching TV on the evening of September 5th, 1989, you might have come across this.
Live from the Oval Office, President George Bush addresses the nation.
And then...
This is crack cocaine, seized a few days ago by drug enforcement agents in a park just across the street from the White House.
George H.W. Bush holding up a baggie of actual crack in the Oval Office of the White House. And while that story probably sounds pretty crazy, the reality of how he came to hold up that baggie of crack is much wilder than you could even imagine.
You know, nothing is impossible when it comes to drugs. But when you break it down, you really think about it, nobody sells crack in front of the White House.
How did that crack come to be there? And I wanted to know a lot more than the president was telling us that night.
And this baggie of crack, it wasn't just a dramatic prop for a speech. It was part of this seminal moment in the escalation of the war on drugs.
Tough on drug criminals. Much tougher than we are now. Tougher federal laws. Tougher penalties. Beef up law enforcement. Toughen sentences. Build new prison space. Stiffer bail for the drug kingpins. The death penalty.
I'm Chrissy Clark, host of The Uncertain Hour. This season, we dive deep into the crack scare of the 1980s. We uncover the startling backstory of that crack speech Bush made 30 years ago and how it still reverberates in the drug epidemics of today.
It's like a black hole, man. You get stuck in it.
This guy climbed in the back of my car, sold me heroin, and he had a gun in his waistband.
I'm not a druggie. I got addicted to it.
And he died. He was like 20, 21, like right around my age.
So did you continue to do OxyContin after that?
Mm-hmm. We did an oxy that morning before we went to his funeral.
Join me on Thursday, March 21st for the third season of The Uncertain Hour from Marketplace, where the things we fight the most about are the things we know the least about. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.